The Labor Day event from Dell Technologies is here, and it's time to take productivity to another level. End the summer strong by upgrading your growing business to the latest tech. This new season begins with up to 48% off top performance laptops like Bostro, taking performance to the next level with 12th gen Intel Core processors. You'll also save big on monitors, docks, mice, and more must-have accessories. Plus, get free shipping on everything. It's the perfect time to get ahead with powerful tech designed to stay motivated throughout the year and encourage collaboration and innovation among your team. Now, at special prices for a limited time only. Summer might be gone, but it's just the beginning. What's next for you? Upgrade today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to save up to 48% on our latest technology.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
20 seconds to go. Jimmy, the three off the front of the rim.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
With all due respect to Heat fans, Celtics Warriors would be a much more enjoyable and competitive finals.
The Rich Eisen Show.
What's not likable about the Celtics?
Get over this hump. It's special.
Earlier on the show, Sports Illustrated senior writer Chris Mannix. Coming up, Warriors radio analyst Tom Tolbert. Columnist for the MMQB, Andrew Brandt. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Great chat with Chris Mannix on the Boston side of things as the Celtics make the NBA Finals for the umpteenth time. And maybe one of the first times when totally least expected to make it, and they have now made it as the Eastern Conference champs, taking an exhilarating towards the end game seven in Miami. The Warriors have been just sitting around waiting after dispatching of the Mavericks within five games. Tom Tolbert, who is intimately knowledgeable about the Golden State Warriors, their building, their franchise, he'll be joining us in about 19 minutes' time. Andrew Brandt, longtime executive in the NFL, he'll be joining us in hour number three in person, in studio. And hour number three is when we're going to dive deeply into the story of the weekend, not game seven. And not anything else that's going on.
22nd time the Celtics have made the finals.
22nd time.
They're 17-4.
Not that. Yeah. We're not looking at that in hour number three, a deep dive. We're not talking about Darvin Ham, the new head coach of the Lakers. And the Lakers have yet to make that announcement. It was the Woj bomb that happened on a Friday. It's Jock Peterson getting slapped by Tommy Pham.
Young Jock.
A batting practice moment between the Giants and the Reds, and apparently it's over fantasy football and a meme that that Jock Peterson sent Tommy Pham, and it's glorious. The whole thing is incredible, and we're gonna handle it in a way that I don't think any other show is gonna handle it. How's that for a tease?
I'm teased.
Okay.
I'm teased.
That's hour number three of this program. You're not going to want to miss it. You're not going to want to tune off of Peacock or Sirius XM85 or this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio outfit or Odyssey or any other way that you can get this program. It's going to be glorious is all I'm going to say on that front. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial if you want to have a conversation with us here on the last day of May. But Memorial Day weekend in the books. We hope you are all healthy. And we send our best to all the families of servicemen and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our democracy and this country, and for anyone out there who currently serves, who knows of somebody who passed. We're sending our best to you, and we're hoping you are happy and healthy coming off of that three-day weekend, which gave Chris Brockman an extra day of stuff for us to overreact to. So, because the weekend is now over, even though it is a Tuesday, it's time for Overreaction Monday on the Rich Eisen Show.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction.
Can we calm down?
Tuesday.
Oh, wow. That's a whole new drop. Well done, Mike Del Tufo. We'll give you credit for it, even though you probably had nothing to do with it. Right, Mike?
Great job, Mike.
Nothing.
Great job.
Good job. All right, what do you got over there,
Christopher? All right, here we go, guys. We got topics all over the board. Well, let's stick NBA Finals, guys, as we're first reporting here. It's Warriors v. Celtics. This is the first of multiple Warriors-Celtics NBA Finals matchups in the coming years.
Overreaction. Beyond overreaction.
Yeah, because the Warriors aren't going to make it.
No, anymore, I need to see your staying power, sir. Need to see your staying power. Okay. Clay looks like he's got his three legs under him again, right? Steph shows no signs of slowing down. Draymond is still Draymond. I love my guy Jordan Poole, as I mentioned earlier last week. The Warriors went from worst record in the league to currently, right now, best Western Conference team, right? They just won the Western Conference Finals.
That is so, also like very misleading.
No, I know that's misleading because Clay was out.
And Curry was hurt.
No, I understand that. Okay. I understand they had injuries, and then it was also the pandemic hit. I get it, but who knew? You can't know that Clay was going to come back from both of his injuries and look like this.
True.
You have to assume that he would be a shadow of his former self, not like the guy that just made the NBA Finals. And that netted them the first overall selection, and James Wiseman didn't play at all this year. 0.0 minutes. So they're going to get him back. If you're giving me what's more likely, I'll say the Warriors could be back in it next year, and I don't know about the Celtics, but that's why you got your window right now. You got peak Al Horford, sir.
I'm just glad we have a window.
Okay.
All right, next up. Saw this morning when I was watching First Take. Aaron Donald, guys, not going to finish his career with the Rams.
That is a total, complete, 100% overreaction. And I will dive into this a little bit more later on. He said on the end, we'll play the soundbite later on, I Am Athlete podcast. Yeah, Brandon Marshall's terrific. And I think LeSean McCoy. Did I see Pac-Man on it too?
Pac-Man was on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they apparently flew out to Pittsburgh with their equipment and did it in Aaron Donald's house.
Oh, cool.
Yes. And Aaron Donald mentioned how he's at peace with things. And he also mentioned how it's not money. Said it's about the business aspect of it. So if it's not about money and it's about winning, the Rams have one of the best rosters in the NFL. And if you had to look at any roster and say, that team's got a shot to win the Super Bowl this year, the Rams have one, and Aaron Donald is on that roster. So check that box. And then you want to check the box if it's more money. You know who's going to figure it out? Les Snead's going to figure it out. Unless he has some sincere dyed in the wool Steeler fan, I'm from Pittsburgh, desire to wear that uniform. There's that out there, right? Like Devontae Adams wanting to play with the Raiders and with Derek Carr in a way that we thought never was so strong that he would leave the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Barring that, I say this is a total, complete overreaction. And it's something that will get worked out and figured out by an organization that knows clearly how to do those things. So,
just throwing it out there.
What else you got, Chris?
All right, tomorrow, guys, the match is going on in Las Vegas at the Wynn. It's Brady and Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. I'm going to say Brady Rodgers blowout.
Blowout. I don't know.
Josh Allen is young. He's thinking about Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes and his wife just announced they're having baby number two. They got so much going on in that house. Brady and Rodgers, all they've got to focus on is golf.
That's it.
They're old guys. Golf. That's all they think about. You get older, Rich. You and me, we're older now. All I think about is golf. Played twice over the weekend. They're just thinking about golf.
I don't know. I've not seen Mahomes and Allen's golf game.
That's another thing.
I don't know.
We don't know. They're young. They don't have time to practice.
Aaron Rodgers carried Bryson DeChambeau at times last year.
He did.
But that was also when he was on his mission to prove something.
That's true.
Generally, in his entire world.
I mean, it seems like Brady and Rodgers are just always on a mission to prove something.
So, all right.
I'm going to say 5-4 they win or something like that.
That would be unfortunate for the match as well as the Turner of our friends at Turner Broadcast if it's 5-4. I'll say that's an overreaction. I'll say that the young guns are going to be doing a little bit better than that.
I'm excited to watch that.
That's definitely the main sporting event on June 1. That is for sure. There's nothing else.
Well, there might be hockey tomorrow.
There might be some more hockey.
All right, a couple baseball items I saw kind of perusing this morning. Buster Olney had this. The Nationals are going to trade Juan Soto? Like, his name is being thrown about now.
$500 million for him? $400 million for him?
I mean, he's really good.
I know. $400 million.
What did I tell you like 4 months ago about Juan Soto?
He's going to the Mets? Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Dude,
who would you have to give up, though, to get him? DeGrom? Would you trade DeGrom for Juan Soto?
No, DeGrom is not. DeGrom's 31 and he's injured 2 years in a row. He's not worth. He's not. He's not.
He's worth
like,
it.
Like DeGrom in a package.
I have no idea what your farm system looks like.
I don't know what his free agency. I don't know how long till that happens either. But
whenever he gets traded, he's going to want a massive deal.
And Uncle Stevie's got.
I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised by that at all. I mean, but because the Nationals don't seem to have much for them to, what are you going to invest $400-500 million in that guy? And you got him for a long time to come. I guess you build around him, but
he can be a free agent in 2 years, but he's arbitration eligible the next two. So, you know, he's going to want a huge deal.
What else?
All right, just threw that there. Also, Rich, this is for you. Did you know Aaron Judge is on a pace for 61 home runs?
Yes, buddy. Oh, yeah.
61 home runs.
I know. So are you saying he's going to get it? Is that the overreaction?
My overreaction was just like, he's on a pace for 61 home runs.
Let me just tell you something about Aaron Judge. What this guy is doing after saying no to the bag that the Yankees put down, that is 1,000% in my entire lifetime of being a Yankee fan and a native New Yorker. That is the recipe for meltdown. For 99%, and I use that figure
well done
purposefully, 99.9% of all the athletes who turn that down and say, watch me, New York City, watch me 24/7, 365, where wow. WFAN gave birth to that sort of conversation nationally. Watch me. What he is doing is off the charts, and he's playing center, and he's playing center field a lot too. Because, you know, of injuries. And Joey Gallo, I mean, you know, Stanton's not in the lineup right now. So Rizzo is protecting him. I mean, they batted him first the other day to try and get many people to protect him. So what Judge is doing is off the charts, and he's the MVP of the American League. We can't have much of a conversation about anybody else right now. Entering June 1st. As it gets later and later
still,
in the calendar year.
It's still May, guys. It's still May.
Okay.
All right, a couple more.
He's ignoring the blowout loss to the Orioles that the Red Sox suffered.
The day before when we won 12-2. It's all right.
Okay.
It's okay, Rich.
Yeah.
We've still won 8 of 11. Avalanche Oilers tonight, Western Conference. Is it finals or final?
You can't say. I think it's final. You can't say this is for the Cub.
No. I'm going to say Connor McDavid is going to carry the Oilers to the Cup.
Dude, man. I love watching this
amazing.
Guy play hockey. There's no getting him off the puck. There's no getting him off the puck. He is a monster. Incredible. But the Avalanche,
they're the Cup favorites.
Are
right
terrific
now,
in their own right. This is a series I can't wait to watch. I will be watching Western Conference Final Hockey. And then, of course, the Rangers blew out the former Whale.
I know.
To make the Eastern Conference
Finals.
What
a run for the Rangers.
And again, the only thing that upsets me about that, even though I grew up rooting for Barry Beck to shoot the friggin' puck and chanting Pot Van sucks. I sat in the blue seats. That made Dolan happy somewhere. And I just want him patently unhappy in everything that he does sports-wise. You know, the Rangers, but that just shows you, Knicks fan, I think he just sits back and he lets the Rangers do their damn thing.
He
doesn't know jack about hockey.
No. Does he even go to the games?
I don't even know. Maybe he does.
All right, last one.
Can't tell because he can't sit there right on the action
nice.
With two age-inappropriate women on either side of him with his coffee and his schmecky like sweater scarf. Yeah, he can't do that.
All right, last one, his rakish hat. I haven't seen it yet.
Yes.
Okay? I haven't seen it yet. But you have seen it. Okay. By all accounts, it's amazing. It's going to do $150 million over the weekend.
Yes.
Top Gun Maverick, immediately into the top, Tom Cruise top five.
Immediately
into the top five.
What did Susie and I tell you the day after we saw it in advance of Ham being here? Oh, you were out.
I was out.
What did we tell you guys when we came back in?
It's amazing, yeah.
Everyone I've talked to have seen it, said it's awesome.
Anybody who saw the original Top Gun, you could turn this down. Anybody who saw the original Top Gun knows what you want out of the sequel. Certainly since you haven't seen Top Gun, you know, maybe in a theater since 1986, right?
Right.
See what you want to see, and they give it to you in the first 90 seconds, which is Kenny Loggins, the heat coming off of off the tarmac.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise on a motorcycle. You go right into the danger zone.
I think we're going to go tomorrow.
I will say this, though. Because Suze took the two boys, our two boys, to see Top Gun Maverick on Sunday.
Oh, amazing.
She saw it a second time. She says it's just as good. She took the two boys, our 13 and 11, to see Top Gun Maverick. So the day before, we showed them Top Gun.
Okay.
Original.
All right.
I watched it with them. I watched the original with them, and Susie saw the sequel for a second time. The Tom Cruise, Kelly McGillis moments, a little dicey.
Okay.
A little dicey.
Yeah.
Okay.
He shows up late, by the way. He shows up way late. I mean, he couldn't text ahead, obviously. And then, like, immediately wants to take a shower at her house after you've
pretty much
waiting.
I know. It's
very weird.
It's a little dicey for the kids. But I just found it amazing that, you know, on Friday of Memorial Day weekend, they'd seen none of the Top Gun movies. And by Sunday night, they'd seen both.
4 hours of Top Gun.
It's it. And they loved it.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Oh, good.
They loved it.
There you go.
You know,
immediately.
They'd never heard of Goose or Iceman on Friday. Literally, never heard of him on Friday, and by Sunday night, they're now pals.
They're each other's wingman.
We just do. They are.
What are your top five Tom Cruise movies? I don't want to put you on the spot, but
so okay. I would have to say Risky Business.
Okay.
Is one. The original Mission Impossible, the first. Is incredible.
Yep.
Dynamite. Rain Man has to be on that list. This Top Gun Maverick is on the list. I'd put Top Gun Maverick on the list before Top Gun.
Ooh, wow. So this
How about
is
that
better.
For
I Now do you go
Again though, I'm like do you go I felt not, like I was back in my high school prom days. You know, it got me actually nervous. You know.
And in the fifth spot do you go They go, A Few Good Men, or does he call it Men? We're on the shoot of Men.
How do you not put A Few Good Men on there?
Cocktail?
I don't know. But just the only reason why I'd put it on there is because I'm head over heels of anything to do with Elizabeth Shue.
That's true.
You can't put Cocktail over A Few Good Men.
No, of course not.
That would be my five.
I like it.
That'd be my five.
All right, that's Overreaction Tuesday.
Well done, sir. All right, we take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We come back, we talk some hoops with Tom Tolbert. Let's talk about the Warriors here. Radio analyst for the Golden State Warriors. My Warriors. Tom Tolbert when we come back. Does your antiperspirant keep you dry all day? Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray goes on instantly dry for a cleaner feel and offers 48 hours sweat and odor protection. Let me repeat that. 48 hours of sweat and odor protection. Use it and don't even think about it. Also, Dove Men Dry Spray contains Dove's unique one-quarter moisturizing cream that helps protect your skin. Try Dove Men Plus Care Dry Spray. Goes on dry, clean feel all day. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, former player in the National Basketball Association, and he knows the Golden State Warriors very well. He's built himself quite the career broadcasting up there in the Bay Area, and he's on the Warriors broadcasts, joining me on the Mercedes-Benz Vance phone line. It's been a long time. Tom Tolbert back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you been, Tom?
Good, Rich. Yourself?
I'm fine. Are you going over the Golden Gate Bridge right now? Where are you going? Are you going to Treasure Island?
I am not. I am running some errands, dropping some stuff off, getting some drinks for the granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Basic stuff.
Your grandfather, Tom?
I'm a grandfather. She's 2 years old.
Dude, that is the greatest. My mom and dad always used to tell me the best thing about being a grandparent is you give the child back at the end of the day. Just you take them. Right?
Well, I wouldn't know that because actually, well, I did know for a while, but our granddaughter actually lives with us now with our son. So
she's
there. She wakes up. She takes her nap. She gets up. She goes to bed. And she's there. And Lori and I, my wife, looked at each other one day and we said, now we know why people our age don't have kids. Now we know. They're exhausting. I didn't realize it when I was younger. I thought, oh, this is great. This is easy. It's no big deal. You get a little older. It's like, golly, I'm beat. I didn't even do anything today, and I'm beat.
I bet so. Well, terrific. Congratulations on that and everything going on. And certainly in the world, we're so lucky whenever you're on a beat or you're ever covering a team or you're associated with a team through a broadcast that they're so terrific and so great. Walk me through this Warriors season and when you know that the team felt it could be special, Tom.
Well, I thought early on they would be one of a handful of teams that could compete for a championship. I always felt like it was them, Phoenix, Boston. But this was really early on. Then I said, not Boston. Then I got back to Boston. But anyway, Milwaukee, New Jersey, if they were healthy. I thought there were like five teams that had a chance to win a championship. And I always thought they were one of them, just because I've seen this team play for years and years now. And I know the composition, the makeup of this team. So I always felt like they had a chance. There were times during the season where the defense wasn't great or the offense wasn't great. I thought, you know what, they need to kind of kick it in gear a little bit. But I never thought this was going to be a favorite to win the championship, Rich. I just thought they were going to be one of a few teams that have a chance to win a championship. And here they are. They're really good defensively, really good offensively, and they're probably where they felt like they belonged all along.
So what insight can you give us, Tom Tolbert, on Klay Thompson? Because the general sense is he's Klay, and, you know, now that he's back, of course he's just going to keep splashing in threes. And game five, Klay showed up, and it looks like they're going to get the Klay Thompson we've all come to know and love for the NBA Finals. But what insight do you have on his comeback, his rehab, everything that happened in the setback, another injury, and so on and so forth, Tom?
Well, I tell you what, if you know him, you wouldn't be happier for a person to return to playing basketball at a high level. I mean, this guy loves basketball. I mean, he just loves it. And he's so funny. He has, you know, his videos. I think it's Instagram or whatever. He's out on the bay on his boat, got his captain's hat out on, just kind of tooling around the bay. And just, you know, he'll take shots of himself tripping around the Bay Area. I mean, he loves the bay. Loves his dog, loves hanging out, but he really loves basketball and loves competing. I can't imagine what it was like to get injured the first time and then almost come back and get injured again with the Achilles and then have to sit out another year to miss what you really love doing. So I'm so happy for that guy to be able to come back and play. He's not quite the same player. Like, he still has some really good nights, and I'm sure he'll have at least one or two during the finals, but you know, the shot isn't quite as consistent as it once was. Defensively, he's not quite what he was. But, you know, he's getting a little bit older and coming back from two catastrophic injuries. But, yeah, like I said, if anybody knew him, they'd just be thrilled that this guy's able to get back and compete, because you just can't help but love that guy.
And so what about this team continues to click? Is it Curry's, you know, consistency? Is it Draymond Green's presence? Why does it occurs coaching? What is it, Tom, for this team?
You know, Rich, I think it's just a combination of everything. I think their defense, like when they play really good basketball, I think their defense is the backbone of the team. Like, they're really good defensively. You don't really think of them as a defensive team because Steph and Klay, Jordan Poole now, you think of them as an offensive team, but they can be a really good offensive team, but when they're good, they're consistently good defensively. And Draymond Green, it was funny, I asked Steve Kerr last week. I said, you've been a good defensive team now for like 7 years. That's been a common thread of the Kerr era, ball movement, player movement, defense. And I said, you've been a good defensive team, really good defensive team for 7 years. What's the thread? He just said, Draymond Green. And that's really what it is. I mean, Draymond's one of the more unique defenders ever in the NBA, and one of the best defenders ever in the NBA. He's so versatile. He's so smart. He's one of those guys, you see it in every sport, guys that are ahead of the play. He's ahead of the play. He's never behind the play. In football parlance, he's ahead of the chains, always. He sees what's coming before it comes. He's not behind the play. He's not reactive. He's one of the best, if not the best, help defender I've ever seen in basketball. So he gets them to where they need to be, offensively too, in sets and stuff like that. But defensively, he's like the maestro out there. And he's something special. You watch him play, he's one of those guys you can't tell how great he is by the stats. You look at the stats, you'd look and go, whatever. 9 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. Okay. Numbers are okay. But you can't tell the impact that guy has on the basketball court by stats. He's one of the few guys that you have to watch him play, and you have to watch him play over and over and over again to really appreciate how great that guy is.
Is it fair to say, Tom Tolbert, that we saw Kerr's value when Mike Brown was filling in and the team struggled mightily against Memphis in a way that we didn't see? And it looked like the team, you know, Barkley was right in calling them out. It looked like they were playing a scrimmage. They were just doing stuff, throwing up shots out of rhythm, being out of, rhythm defensively. Is it fair to say that about that moment, Tom?
Trust me, Rich. I've seen them play with Steve, and they look like they're screwing around out there sometimes. I'm serious. Sometimes they just do stuff. You're like, what are you doing? Or what was that pass? What was that? So I don't know. I mean, you know, the last time Steve was out, Mike Brown was 11-0. In the playoffs. So Mike Brown can coach. I don't know. It's just them. I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. But I've seen it when Steve's there. He'll be there coaching, and they lose themselves somehow. It's like, what are we doing out here? What are you guys doing? So I wouldn't blame that on Coach Brown at all. I'm not one that gives too much credit or too much blame to the coaches. It's a players' league, and players know what to do. And players are grown-ups, and players know the right play to make, and players know how to come prepared. And if players don't come prepared, and players do stupid stuff on the court, and players aren't paying attention to what they should be paying attention to, then, well, that's on the player to me. I mean, at this stage of your game, you don't need your coach to hold your hand for 48 minutes. You should know what the hell you're doing. You've been taught well enough. You should be able to go out there and play. And if you don't, that's on you. So I rarely give the coaches, credit, too much blame. Players know what the hell they're doing. Just go do it.
Golden State Warriors radio color analyst Tom Tolbert here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's Jordan Poole's future looking like, do you think? Like, what does it look like with Curry playing as incredibly well as he is and does, and Poole showing a superstar ability? I think we could say that. What do you think his future looks like right now?
That's a good question, Rich. I mean, he's worked so hard to get himself where he is right now. He's a legit third scoring option and sometimes second scoring option, the way he can score. Defensively, he's got to get better. Sometimes he gets a little loose with the ball, but I think sky's the limit for this guy. I mean, I think those things are things that could be tightened up and worked on, but some of the things he has, the quick explosiveness, the stroke is impressive. He's just really good. And I would have never guessed this a year ago. I mean, when he went down to the G League, came back up, I thought, maybe the Warriors get a rotational piece out of this. He's much more than a rotational piece. I mean, he is a key cog in this team's wheel right now. So all credit to this guy, because I'll be honest, he was kind of teetering on, this guy going to be in the league or not? Like, he could go either way. He'll probably stick, but we'll kind of rotate it. Will he get consistent time? And now look at him. He's in the finals, and he's a big part of this team. He didn't get there without work, though. It's pretty impressive stuff.
So he's got a long-term future there, do you think?
I think they're going to have to figure some stuff out, because I think Wiggins is up after next year. And I think they really want to keep him. But then you got Jordan Poole, who's up. And I think he can sign an extension this summer or wait until after the following year, where he'd be as restricted free agent, if I'm not mistaken, which I very well am. I don't know what they're going to do. I'll be honest. I mean, Joe, one thing about Joe Lacob and Peter Guber is if you can help them win, they'll pay for you. I mean, they are so far from the luxury tax. It's insane. And people were complaining this year about, hey, we got a roster spot open. Maybe we should go get a center. It's like, well, what? Ooh, what? What are you talking about? Like, this guy will spend money. He will. I think he's was $70 million over the luxury tax or something ridiculous like that. But that's the one thing I love about him. I hate owners. I hate owners. I'm a sports fan. I want my owner to be a sports fan. I want my owner to want to win a championship. I don't want my owner to be a penny pincher. I don't want my owner to think, I don't want to lose too much money this year. I mean, I would think if you own a team, you've already made your money elsewhere. You're going to make more money. There's no doubt about it. But it's okay to lose a little bit here and there. You're trying to win a championship. You're a fan of the team. Too many owners aren't fans of the sport, fans of the team, and they run it like a business, and it just drives me nuts. Phil Laika runs it like a business, but first and foremost, he's a fan, and he wants to see this team win. And Peter Guber, too. They want to see the team win, and I really appreciate that. So, yes, Jordan Poole will be here. Long, long, long-winded answer to your sure. question. I think Jordan Poole will be here, but, you know, they do have some decisions to make. But it would surprise me if he weren't a Warrior for years to come.
Plus, just sit around and you'll get your center back next year. I mean, James Wiseman is sitting there. I mean, the first overall pick from yeah. 2 years ago is just sitting there. I mean, so, but for the here and now, Tom Tolbert, does Gary Payton II come back? That was the whole conversation, is that it's possible he could if they make the finals. They've made the finals. Can he? What do you think?
I think he will. I think so. I think that's what they're hoping for. And from my conversations with him, I think it's a pretty decent percent chance that he will be back at some point during the finals. Now, I don't know if if there could be setbacks, I guess, or maybe it just doesn't feel quite right. But yeah, I think he'll be back, and that'll be a big cog in the wheel, because he's really good defensively, and he can really make those guys work. He can make Brown work. He can make Tatum work a little bit, and he doesn't got to give you a ton of minutes. 15 minutes is good enough to get in there and just be a pass. And he really runs his butt off too. Like, hey, fast break. They're always in fast break mode when he's in there, because he can really go, and he runs the court really hard. So I would think that he'll be back. I think they're planning on him being back. Things change, but yeah, I would hope so. It'd be good to see him back too, for a guy that's had to go through the stuff he has. He's 29 years of age, to miss the playoffs, or after the Memphis series, was that second game, I believe, or first game, was a bummer. I felt bad for him. I was like, ah, dang, this is one chance. He's getting a chance to play, to be in the playoffs, experience this, and then to go out. But if he were to come back for the finals against the Celtics, that'd be pretty sweet.
Tom Tolbert, a few minutes left with him right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Do you like the Jimmy Butler shot at the end of Game 7? Down 2, 17 seconds to go. It's a 3. It's in transition. Horford's backing up. Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I mean, he's not a great 3-point shooter. That's the only kind of drawback. He's not a great 3-point shooter, although he has been shooting them better the last, like, 2-3 games. He's making a few of them. So I didn't mind it. I know what people were thinking. He could attack Horford, go to the rim. And, yeah, I mean, I get it. You could. You could also go to the rim and get your shot blocked. You could also take another dribble and dribble it off your foot. I mean, a lot of things that could happen. He knew right then he was going to get a clean look at a three-pointer. And I think, to be honest, they were fatigued. I think they were spent. And I don't know if it entered his mind, but maybe he just thought, let's go for it. Let's try to get this over with and see if we can take the lead here, because we don't have enough gas for overtime, because that was like a war of attrition. Both those teams are limping to the finish line, and I'm not sure if Miami had enough to get to the finish line if they had to add 5 more minutes to the race. So, yeah, I didn't mind that shot. I mean, it was this wide-open shot, transition, great look. No, I had no problem with that shot.
So the minute that front rims and then the Celtics win and Steve Kerr and the staff start grinding tape on the Celtics, what do you think they're seeing that concerns them the most for this matchup, Tom?
They're seeing a lot of big athletic bodies that can really defend. The Boston Celtics are unlike most teams in that there is not one person you could find in that starting lineup that you could pick out and try to go at defensively. I mean, these guys are really, really good. Smart, Brown, Tatum, Horford, Williams. I mean, they can all defend, and they can all switch off if they have to, and they can all stay in front of players. They all have length. They can all get into you and be physical. So they're really, I mean, they're the best defensive team in the league, and the numbers prove it, and they were by far and away the best defensive team in the league after the first of the year. So it's going to be tough, but the Warriors have a great defense too. They're probably the two best defensive teams in the league. So points might be at a premium in this series. The Warriors, I think, have a little more, just a little more diversity offensively, and maybe a little more firepower offensively than the Celtics. But it's going to be, I think it's a coin flip. I really do. I think it's going to be a great series. I was kind of hoping for this one, just because it's the Celtics have the most championships in NBA history, and I grew up on Celtics Lakers, so Celtics in the finals is like kind of a cool thing, and the fact that the Warriors get to face them. Not sure if the coaches feel the same way. I think they're like, I'm like, gee, I'm going to score on these guys. These guys, they held them to 32 points at home earlier this year. 32 the Warriors had them, and they just suffocated, and they couldn't do anything against them. And then the second half, Steph got hurt at the end of the first half, and they ended up losing. But, I mean, they're good. I mean, I'm excited about this finals. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, tactically speaking, athletically speaking. Brown and Tatum are studs, and Smart is Smart's basically Draymond Green. He's a 6'4" Draymond Green is what he is. He plays a different position, but he's super smart, super physical, knows what he's doing out there defensively. So, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think they're going to be close games, tight games, maybe not super high scoring, but should be a fun series.
Although Draymond plays the point sometimes too, so you know,
yes,
so
he does.
So
yes, he does.
Horford's in the game. Does who does Draymond? What you put Looney on him, and what are we going to see Draymond on Tatum sometimes? I mean, like, what do you see? What do you see there?
Well, it's interesting because in the NBA now they just run pick and roll until they figure out who they want on you. that's all it is. It's like a high pick and roll league,
right?
You watch basketball now. If you don't like high pick and rolls, you might as well turn it off. Go watch something else, because you'll see about 1,000 of those every game. Now, Draymond's not a guy you try to get on you. Draymond's the guy you try to get off of you. But I would imagine they'll match up, you know, by position. A lot of times you'll see in games where it gets, you know, depending on if a guy can score or not, they'll put a guard on him because they know you're not going to go to him. But I would think it'll be, you know, Steph on Smart, Clay on Brown, Wiggins on Tatum, Draymond on Horford, and then Looney on Williams. I would think that's the way they'll go. I mean, you could flip-flop 5 and 4 if you wanted to. You could flip-flop Draymond and Loon. But the other one's got to be – I mean, they got – but again, they're going to be – so everybody's got to guard somebody a little bit. But what the Warriors did a really good job of last game, they kept trying to get switch Curry onto Doncic. And what they did – is they call it a hedge, and Curry would hedge out and stay until Wiggins got back. So he allowed Wiggins enough time to get back, and then he would fire back to his guy or go to the middle of the paint and then rotate out. But they weren't going to let him just go at Steph. So I don't know what the Celtics would do. I would imagine let's try to go at Steph a little bit because he's not a bad defender at all. He's just the weak link on this team. I mean, it's a really good defensive team, so... I would think Draymond, if you watch Draymond, you take a few series and just watch him. He always has his head on a swivel. He always sees what's going on, and he's always able to come over and help. Like, if somebody gets beat, he's there. He just knows what's going on. And I find myself sometimes just watching him. I won't even watch the ball. I'll just watch Draymond and kind of watch him and see what he does on the defensive end. It really is kind of fun. I know people are like, well, you're kind of weird. But, yeah, I am. But still, it's pretty cool to do, and you understand him a lot better as a player if you do that.
Tom, enjoy the finals. Look for my call during it. Love your insight, as always. Appreciate the time.
Anytime, Rich.
Look for it. You got it. Thanks for call. That's Tom Tolbert right here on the Rich Eisen Show, driving around Grandpa Tom right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Fascinating conversation. I just love that sort of stuff. And anybody, just are there people out there who think Draymond Green is not a Hall of Famer right now? Are there people out there?
I hope not. But
yeah, for sure.
Just because they don't like him,
just don't like him, don't like his game,
or they see a stat line, they're like, how can this guy? You know,
2 points.
Two points, ten rebounds, six assists.
Yeah, because if you're someone who just looks at the paper and reads the box score, then that's what you're feeling.
But that just shows right there. Right there. You just heard from Tolbert. Right there. Steve Kerr, what's the secret sauce defensively? Draymond Green. Draymond, you want to take Horford? Yeah, got him. Draymond, you want to take Tatum? Yeah, got him. Draymond, what do you want? What do you want to do?
It's going to be a battle.
Time Lord, you want to take him? Yeah, I got him. Got him. Oh, somebody just broke down defensively. Who's right there? And then he's ahead of the play. I love that.
Yeah, smart player.
Oh, yeah. The intelligence on that guy is just ridiculous.
But you know my only problem with Draymond Green is, right?
You know, where he went before he got to
Michigan
the NBA.
State, that's it. That's my only problem with Draymond. Michigan State.
And he plays on your favorite NBA team.
So. My Warriors. Yeah, not a lot of people thought they were, championship quality.
This is just
Who did?
You know, we have some skin in this. You know, Brockman against
he's going to be, right now, it's all maybe still a little fun and games. But when the series starts and it's on the line and the Celtics have a chance to win it, I keep coming in calling them my Warriors. It's going to get ugly. I know it right now.
He really can't say anything because he adopted the Bulldogs.
I know.
So he...
Right. Take a break. No, he's got a problem. He's got a problem with you having multiple teams when you have a problem with him having multiple teams. That's his point, even though you don't have a leg to stand on, TJ. Sorry.
How dare you?
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Aaron Donald wants to get paid, except he says it's not about money. That's coming up next.
Yo, pal.
844-204 Rich is the number to dial. Defensive line news. Defensive line news. Breaking news. According to Adam Schefter, the Buccaneers have signed Akeem Hicks.
Ew. Jeez.
A 1-year, $10 million deal for him. And
that means Sue's not coming back?
That means Sue is not coming back.
Yeah.
And that is a big maneuver. Bears fans know how good he can be when he is healthy. That is some huge news there in Tampa Bay. So, and Ndamukong Suh is going to have to find a new home. But up to $10 million it is worth, or $4 million less than what apparently Aaron Donald slated to make this year. And that's on the table for everyone to talk about because Aaron Donald was on the highly popular I Am Athlete podcast that is honchoed by my friend, Brandon Marshall. And this is a soundbite from this podcast in which Aaron Donald said he would be at peace after 8 years in the league if he doesn't play anymore, that he's at peace with his career as it currently stands, fresh off a Super Bowl. However, that Super Bowl winning team causes him, oddly enough, as you know, lack of a better phrase from our friends at Wall Street, greed is good. And it might be really good for the Rams because it, apparently that's what has him thinking about nothing but winning again.
I'm happy. I'm fine. I don't need to play. The thing is, I don't need to play football to be fine. Like I'm fine. Like I was blessed to play this game. To make the money I made, the accomplishments I made in 8 years is like, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm complete. I'm like, if I can win another one, that's great. But if not, I'm like, I'm at peace.
So if the business doesn't make sense to you, you're willing to.
I'm at peace.
By the way, Brandon Marshall asks outstanding questions. He got right into it with them, talking about the business aspect of things and asked him if it's about money. And Aaron Donald said it's not about money, but then said that the business side of things needs to be right for him and his family, which leads people to believe, rightfully so, it's about money. He'd like to be paid some more. But he wants to keep playing football. So my two cents on this is if it's about money, Les Snead's going to figure it out. The last thing that's going to happen here is Les, like, the Rams didn't want to pay me what I deserve. I am quitting. Right. On the outset of a title defense season that looks terrific on its face. And if Donald has the pulse of his teammates and they of him, and I think he does, and I think teammates take their cues from him, and he takes his cues from them, too. As you know, Cooper Kupp's in line for a lot more, and he's shown up. So I don't think this is an issue. It is, you know, on the outset of June 1. I don't believe this is going to be a problem. I think the Rams, if Donald wants to be paid, we'll pay him. The only issue is he's 31. He's got 3 years left on a six-year, $135 million deal that paid him a ton of guaranteed money. He's already gotten his roster bonus of $5 million. His salary for this year is just $9 million in change. $14 million on the cap for this year, for the following 2 years. So this is good for the Rams for that. And total cash for this year ranks 102nd in the league. These are not numbers for somebody who had a walk-off sack in not just the Super Bowl, but also a regular season game against the Arizona Cardinals. Remember that one? Mm-hmm. That was when the Cardinals were two up on him with a few to go, and the Rams took control of that. He also had that walk-off rush of Garoppolo that led to the interception that wrapped up the NFC Championship game. I mean, we don't need to go into how valuable he is and what he does, and best player in the NFL as voted by his peers, and rightfully so. So if there's somebody who can figure out what to pay him and how to pay him and make sure that on the back end they don't have a guy who's already way over the hill, which I don't know if that's possible with this guy, but Father Time is undefeated.
Except for Tom Brady.
And, you know, Donald did defeat him. Did he not? So I think they'll figure that out. But he also said that the Super Bowl is going to want him to come back and that he wants to have a chance to win. Guess who's giving him a chance to win? With everybody coming back, and then some. Allen Robinson now there. Bobby Wagner's there. He's going to basically say, I don't want to play in front of Bobby Wagner. I think this will get handled. But for the moment, something interesting to talk about on the outset of June. Andrew Brandt will place this in front of him when he comes in studio next.
If you could only pay one and you're the Rams, Donald or Cooper Kupp?
Oh, come on, man.
Kupp.
No. The other way around.
No, come on, bro. You can find receivers. Again,
he is very special as
he's
a receiver.
Incredible.
I mean, you're putting like, you know, sports talk radio gun that doesn't exist to our salary cap.
This is what the people want.
Heads
sometimes.
Here.
This is what the people want.
They like this stuff.
So. Aaron Donald affects the game so many different ways. He's the one who takes the ball away from you. He's the one who stops the runner on the way to the quarterback. He's the one that makes other people better because he gets the double teams. Kupp is still dependent on getting the football to him. So if I could only pay one, that's the one. But who figures this stuff out more than anybody else?
No, I know. Les figures it out.
Right?
I know. What's funny is you mentioned Allen Robinson. He's new to the Rams this year. He's actually making $1.5 million more than Kupp and Donald.
Yeah, these things will get rectified. Again, Andrew Brandt, longtime executive and a man who knows the cap very well, is going to be joining us shortly here. I'm imagining June 1. That's always a date that you keep hearing about that can free up cap, can free up this, free up that. They'll figure this thing out. I mean, they didn't bring in Bobby Wagner just to say, we don't have the money for you, Aaron. I can't imagine that. And Donald is back. I mean, couldn't you imagine they definitely had to have some sort of preliminary conversations with him?
I would think so.
You would think so. And Kupp knows money's coming his way too. Honestly,
Stan's got some extra money.
If there's what I mean, that's the issue is he can't dive into that. You know,
yeah. Not baseball.
True. Forgot about that.
Yeah, it's not baseball.
Yeah.
Is that there is still that cap.
Yeah.
But when it all comes down to it, I think that Donald will be paid and he will be happy and the Rams will pay everyone and they're going to all be happy. And it's now just comes time to who can win football games. And they've got a hell of a roster. So if he's concerned about all I want to do is win to win another Super Bowl, check that box. He's on a team that can do that for time to come with a coach who's not going anywhere. In terms of the money, that box remains unchecked. I think they'll tick it before week one kickoff against the Bills.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
All-time Hogan opponents, Macho Man's got to be in the conversation. Where's Andre for you?
I've always said Andre was number one.
Wow.
Because even going back before, you know, Hulk Hogan was a babyface, Hulk and Andre were able to go in and headline at the New Orleans Superdome, at Shea Stadium in Japan. Wherever they went, that was an attraction.
Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.